From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya following a three-week crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation Tuesday, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence sparked by insurgent attacks against security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Te, Brahmaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
She said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability and promoting religious harmony in Rakhine State, as well as a verification process of refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
She said she wants to find out why the exodus of more than 400,000 occurred. French tech company OT Morpho, that supplied the electronic system used in Kenya's now nullified August election, said the biometric voter identification software needed for the upcoming October 17 rerun of the ballot will not be ready by then. It's the date the Election Commission set following a Supreme Court ruling overturning the results of the August election won by incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta because of irregularities. This is VOA News. On the eve of his first address to the opening session of the UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump Monday warned the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's long-standing crisis. He met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the UN meeting in New York.
This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried.
Mr. Trump said people are starving, the country is collapsing. He called the situation unacceptable and said democracy must be restored. Earlier, Mr. Trump touted UN reform.
We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden.
The U.S. currently provides nearly a fourth of the U.N. budget and nearly 30% of the funds used for peacekeeping operations. Mr. Trump also said he believes there is a chance to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
We are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi and, frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance.
Ahead of the meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli leader said he'll bring up Iran's growing aggression in the region. Meanwhile, Israel and the U.S. have inaugurated the first American military base in Israel that includes missile defense. Iraq's top court Monday temporarily suspended next week's planned referendum on independence in the semi-autonomous northern Kurdistan region. It's a vote strongly opposed by the central government and many nations, including the U.S. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the Iraqi Kurds must be careful.
The Kurds will have to think twice before they actually go ahead with it. But the way things stand, they've gone this far out, it's unlikely that they'll be willing to walk away from it.
The vote is scheduled September 25th in three provinces. Syrian troops have crossed the eastern side of the Euphrates in Deir ez-Zor, drawing closer to U.S.-backed Syrian rebels battling Islamic State fighters. A commander with the Syrian Democratic Forces said the rebels are prepared to turn government forces back. The SDF said it came under Russian and Syrian attacks Saturday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced Monday the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. That's an increase of over 25% of the number of American forces there. And the European Union's Chamber of Commerce called on China to move more quickly to open up its state-dominated economy to foreign competition. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.